Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer challenges viewers' acuity. The film is tedious and detailed. The movie lasts 3 hours, so viewers must activate their brains in order to consume it. Director, writer, and co-producer Christopher Nolan bases this intense biopic on Kai Bird and Martin J. Sherwin's novel, American Prometheus. Nolan translates this novel into Oppenheimer, a film focusing on J. Robert Oppenheimer's career, his discovery of the atomic bomb, and his eventual fall after his 1954 security hearing. Using the contrast between shades and colors, Nolan introduces a nonlinear plot. Scenes in full color explore Oppenheimer's perspective of his life and work, and scenes in black and white are designed to provide objective accounts of his actions. Both types of scenes are dispersed throughout the film, and counterintuitively, the juxtaposition between the two types of scenes amalgamates to form the entire narrative of Oppenheimer. Nolan characterizes Oppenheimer as a masculine and stoic figure who is always in control of himself, his projects, and the people around him. As the movie progresses, however, Oppenheimer's control begins to fracture, leading to self-doubt and regret. Cinematographer Hoyt van Hoytema flawlessly conveys this growing tension by filming scenes close up to the actors' faces, most notably in the movie's latter half. Coupled with Van Hoytema's cinematography, Cillian Murphy's portrayal of Oppenheimer is vital to the film's plot. Oppenheimer is a multifaceted character, and Murphy can perfectly portray every single layer. During intense scenes, Murphy's facial expressions make the viewer feel like they are standing beside Dr. Oppenheimer. In 2023, Oppenheimer was the third highest-grossing film in the world, netting $953.8 million USD. Oppenheimer and Barbie shared the release date of July 21, 2023, encouraging viewers to watch both films as a double feature. As the cultural phenomenon Barbenheimer flooded theaters, it is essential to note that the pair of movies rank among 2023's highest-grossing films and hold the fourth-largest opening weekend in American history. Although there is no direct connection between Oppenheimer and Barbie, the success of both films reflects an audience's yearning for answers to unsolvable questions about human nature. Although Oppenheimer is groundbreaking in many aspects, the film falls short in its audio editing. Overall, the film's score fits the messages conveyed in different scenes, but the background music is frequently loud compared to the dialogue. The background music grew louder as attention grew, yet sometimes it was hard to hear what the characters were saying in some of the most crucial parts of the film. Additionally, Nolan's typical direction involves action-packed movies such as Interstellar and The Dark Knight Rises, so the lack of action in Oppenheimer could shock viewers seeking a classic Christopher Nolan film. However, it is essential to note that this film is a biopic that follows Oppenheimer's life and not necessarily the action-packed battles occurring in World War II. Overall, Oppenheimer was nominated for 13 Oscars. Murphy was nominated for Best Actor in a Leading Role, Robert Downey Jr. was nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role, and Emily Blunt was nominated for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. 8 members of Oppenheimer's film crew were nominated for an Oscar. Most notably, Hoyt van Hoytema was nominated for Best Cinematography, and Christopher Nolan was nominated for Best Director. Be sure to tune in to the 2024 Oscar Awards on March 10th at 6 p.m. CDT. Viewers looking for a longer, intense watch will enjoy watching Oppenheimer. The film is rated R and contains adult material, so viewers under 17 will need parental accompaniment to view it in the theater.